Records of a building dedicated to St. Maurus, on the site of the church you see now, date back to the late 5th century. In 582, Bishop Gallomagne brought the relics of Nisier, the primate of Lyon, who was famous for his miracles, to Troyes. He laid the relics in the St. Maurus Church, which then adopted the name of Saint-Nizier. Though this building has developed over time, its current appearance chiefly dates back to the 16th century. The main door is attributed to the famous Italian sculptor Dominique Le Florentin. He had in fact been in the service of King Francis I at the Palace of Fontainebleau in particular, before moving to Troyes for love. The church's square tower was finished circa 1619, and its extraordinary glazed-tiled roof is reminiscent of the Burgundian style. Inside, you can admire the size and brightness of the Gothic naves. Above all, the stained glass windows form an outstanding collection by the École Troyenne, Troyes School, of the 16th century. They depict themes from the Old and New Testament, as well as the history and myths of Troyes. You can also marvel at several 16th century sculptures, including an entombment of Christ, a multicolored Pietà, and a beautiful pensive Christ. A large number of restored, timber-framed houses surround the church, and wooden reproductions of three works by sculptors from Troyes sit in the gardens. Take the time to admire the sculpture depicting a graceful young man playing the mandolin. This is the Chanteur Florentin by Paul Dubois. The original sculpture is on display at the Musée d'Orsay. The great sculptor shares a few galleries with his student Alfred Boucher in the Musée Camille Claudel in his hometown, Nogent-sur-Seine. Alfred Boucher, the founder of La Ruche in Montparnasse, Paris, also features in the Place Saint-Nizier with his Enfant à la Fontaine. Boucher is as well known for his sculptures as he is for playing matchmaker between the young sculptor Camille Claudel and a certain Auguste Rodin. The square's third sculpture is called Oreste and is by Pierre-Charles Simard, a sculptor from Troyes, after whom a neighbouring street is named. As you can see, Troyes and the department of Aube were not only the birthplace of a rich tradition of sculpture in the Renaissance style, they were also a melting pot of sculptors in the 19th century.